Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so that's Dido. Thank you. I don't know if you, I was listening in the background. I probably got it. Heard me in the archive. You hear Joy cruising to her old tune. I think that song came out in the late 90s, early 2000s. Can't be sure, but it's a great song. It's very soothing. And I just wanted to play it for everyone to let them know that I appreciate everyone who calls in. And I was really into, you know, the same kind of things that I'm into, and just really trying to find something deeper and more meaningful in life. I do appreciate that. We're all coming together like a network of group, right? We're all trying to find our mission in life, you know, our way out. So I appreciate the support by calling in and listening. You know, I love you guys. Thank you for kind of like connecting, like my own community right here on Blog Talk. It's a great thing. It's a great feeling. So today is just kind of like open tarot, open psychic readings. You know, today is Thursday. Today is the day of Jupiter. Jupiter is a day of expansion, of abundance and growth, A lot of times people call and they need some abundance in some area of their lives. Maybe they want some more material wealth. Maybe they have material wealth, but they're just not happy, and they just need to have, like, a spiritual fulfillment, like happiness. You know, maybe they need something settled in their relationship. They need abundance of good things in a relationship. Either way, like, we all do need abundance. We all do need something to uplift our spirits, because the world is just crazy. The world is so full of, like, negativity. I mean, people trying to bring you down, with woes and everywhere, but this too shall pass. We're fighting every day with joy and just trying to keep happy and sane. Like, I feel like people don't want us to be happy. You ever feel that? You know, you're riding a train, you're at work, and you're having a good day. Someone's not. They want you to kind of have, like, a bad day like them. It happens all the time. It's like they say, you know, misery loves company. It's so true. I would say you have to kind of keep that cheer up, even smile for them, right? When you smile, you're smiling for yourself and for that person. It's kind of like a great, like, defense mechanism, you know what I mean? Because it's like people are really trying to take away your mood for the day. So something to look at, like being happy as a type of spiritual warfare. Like, I'm going to smile no matter what. You know, I'm going to help myself. I'm going to be happy. You know, I'm not going to get too much into other person's woes. They're unhappy. All I could do is give them a smile. Sometimes that's all you can do when you walk by people. Give them a smile and just kind of walk on. And that's kind of like your way of contributing to the world. You may not have any money to give them. Maybe they're asking you for money. Maybe they need some real help. You know, all you can do is just say nice, kind words, smile. And I wouldn't even get into the conversation so much. If you feel like someone really is hurting, oftentimes people who are really hurting, they just want to lash out at you and just kind of pull you down. And I feel like it's an automatic thing that happens. So some people just do it unconsciously. So you kind of have to understand, like, you know, how we are, right, as people. Just, you know, brave it, smile, go into your day for work, drink your coffee, and just, like, you know, I'm trying to uplift myself because it's about survival. You know, I want to keep that positive energy for myself. So when you get home, you can create. I don't know what you create, right? Joy creates when she's home, when she's doing her side things. And I just try to make wonderful things. Like, the other night, I made something spontaneously wonderful and delicious. I like to make products. And it really just came naturally. I call it, like, my root stimulator. And I tried it on a couple of my friends. They really enjoyed it. I mean, I made it, like, really quick. I like making stuff spontaneously. So maybe that's your bag. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you like to sew. Maybe you like to get into music. That's, like, a big thing, right? Getting into music online. I mean, now you can just basically do whatever you want in terms of entertainment, music, videos. The internet gives us away. That's why I'm on Blog Talk. The internet's giving me away. And it kind of gets your voice out there. You know what I mean? So you can spread your abundance, or maybe you're trying to get your own abundance. I mean, there's a method to do just that, right? Gain abundance or share your abundance outwardly. So it's all good. There's so many good things that you can get into on this internet here. Speaking of the internet, now, if you guys are really looking for, like, real abundance, I know sometimes my callers, they're entrepreneurs, and you guys are, like, really looking to see what your career is going to be like, and you just need, like, help or whatever. I have a tech friend who I've known for a long time, and they're really good at, like, I want to say, like, business marketing and technology. So they do, like, good websites, fast technology, mobile sites. They're doing my stuff right now. So if you like Joy Clarion's mobile app, you get to see, like, the artistic style this person has. But they want me to give them a shout-out, and Joy likes to promote, you know, people who are trying to help themselves and help other people in the community. So if you guys email vexconsulting@yahoo.com and put in Joy for the subject line, he will give you discounts off websites, mobile apps, you know, marketing, consultation. I believe it's for free. But it's like discounted stuff if you put my name in the subject. So I love it when it works like that. That's vexconsulting@yahoo.com. So I'll put the email in the post edit or whatever. But that's definitely good news, right? Joy's trying to bring you guys something so you can manifest your dreams. A lot of my callers are entrepreneurs, and they want to know how, you know, their business is going to work. So that's what it's all about, like advancing ourselves for our highest goal, for our, you know, our spiritual highness right now. Or maybe we just call them for relationships. We shall see how we can help things out with you. So I'm going to let in the first caller, and you just let me know what type of abundance you're looking for today with the reading. Is it relationships or is it career? Hello, caller 834.
Hello.
Hi, I have you online. Did you want to ask for an astral reading today for abundance?
Yes. Abundance for career.
For career? Okay, I just need your name. You don't have to tell where you're from, but a name will do nicely.
This is Amy.
Okay, Amy, for career. Give me 1 second. I'm about to shuffle up my astral cards and legacy deck.
Okay.
Okay, so okay, I see why you asked about career. Let's see. Okay, so I feel like you need some respect at work. I feel like there's this, I got the Four Swords card for like mental fatigue, maybe a little bit of frustration. And I got your career on the 11th house, where it's like this sense of needing freedom and just like the circle of people around you at your work. You're trying to get free. I feel, are you doing an entrepreneurial venture right now as we speak, Amy?
No.
Okay. Do you want to do something that you're not entirely, I feel like you want to do something, and you're like, I have the Sun that comes up for your creation, and I got the Three of Wands. You know, you have like something that a desire that you want to participate in, like an entrepreneur venture. You want that respect too. You want that confidence of your creation, like manifested. You want people to see and recognize your talent. I keep getting like, let's see more about this. Okay. Is it something like the creative arts?
Not in the arts, but to be more creative in my position. It's a business position, but it's more mundane what I'm doing, and I'm not, I'd like to move more up at the managerial level, and I'm more in a mundane, you know, routine kind of thing, and I've been trying to get out of what I'm doing. It's a real negative morale down here where we're working, and people don't stay. They're getting out left and right, where it was never like that before. The management is very poor. People aren't treated very well, and they're not getting acknowledged for the work that they do. It's very cliquish for a small group of people. You know, they're the ones that get recognized, and it's just, you know, that, you know what I mean, where you see the creative side, I'm not getting the recognition and given more of what the things that I can do of where I used to be able to do that here. And it's very frustrating where I'm like, um, you know, in the sense where I'd like to do more. And there was a position that I put in for, and there it allows for more freedom, but it's less money. But I don't know, you get paid mileage for it, so I don't know if the mileage would make up for the law, you know, the difference in the pay. Because you're probably after the training period, there's 3 days on the road that you would be daily travel. It's not overnight travel. Maybe just for training here and there that you would go for overnight status, but it really would mainly just be daily, you know what I mean? And I would probably, since being the neuro person, if I would get hired, get the longer routes. Do you know what I mean? Because the other two people in the office have been there with the most seniority. So that's where I'm kind of, should I take if I would get off the position?
I got the three of coins for you of creativity. It's going to be better than where you're at now, because I feel like it, that job is slowly chipping away. Like, it's just a matter of time, Annie. You need to really, I know it's about money, but I feel like you'll be happier at the new position. And if you're creative enough, you can negotiate, you know. It's not going to be a lot, but it'll be a considerable wage. I would go with that, because right now it's just like, it's a lot of competition. I got the 501. It's a lot of he said, Knight of Swords. It's just like really draining. Like, you're not getting any sleep, Four Swords. It's just a matter of time. I mean, you don't even, like, you're not about that. Like, I got the second house for your beliefs, and I feel like at one time, you know, it was good. It was all good. This career that you're into, it was good at one point. You felt like a winner and you felt real confident. And I feel like now it's like it's sucking away your confidence and you feel like you're not getting respect. You feel like you're getting, like,
yeah,
I want to say walked away.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the other position, do you think the mileage would probably make up for most of the difference in pay?
Okay. You said the mileage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's telling me that you already know the answer. That pretty much, I got the High Priestess card and the Six of Swords. Pretty much, you know the thing about this job as far as money. If you just kind of assert yourself and be creative, you can get a little bit of difference with that money situation. But I see you working at this new job. Like, it's just a matter of time. Like, I don't know how much longer you have at this. I mean, it's just, like, really chipping away at you. It's like something can happen where either you mess up or they try to get rid of you. It's just too much. I would go with this new job.
They already did try that, but I've already proven myself that they can't do that. So I've been doing everything that they've asked, and like immediately they asked for, you know, and I'm right there that I know, you know, what I'm doing. So they've already tried that, so that didn't work. So that was in the past, so they can't.
I mean, I know it's about change and getting used to that, but I see you better off at this new gig. Yeah, it's less money, but it's a time for you to rebuild yourself. And it's about your feelings, and it's about, like, what's your worth. And honestly, this job is not going to stop trying to get rid of you. Like, you're getting weaker, like, every time you go in. That's why I say it's a matter of time. Like, you might as well just really look for something else just to save face for your own, you know, like your own dignity, your own honor or something like that. Like, you're really into that. Yeah, I this other job in terms of money.
And it's very small, so it wouldn't be like gossipy and, you know what I mean, it's everybody's laid back, because I know somebody in that office, and she's the one that called and told me about it. So I don't know if she would try to help me, you know what I mean, like put in a word, kind of to put a bug in their ear.
It's not a lot. Yeah, I'm being real with you. It's not a lot of money, but it's better off for you, if that makes sense. Because of your skills, you can really grow there. You have, like, a lot of skills. They got the strength card that come up for you. That's something that you can actually make into a career because you're coming in with skills, and it's, like, less money, but it'll drive you, it'll motivate you to get higher, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I see what you mean, too. Move on to something else maybe later down the road.
Yeah, I would get that other job. I'm telling you, I feel like you got enemies there. It's just like they're waiting for you to slip up. It's like I feel like you don't have a way to – it's just the competition. I don't know what particular industry it is again, but it just seems like it's just –
It's government.
I'm sorry, say that again, Amy.
It's government.
Okay. It's a lot of competition where you're at. A lot of people want your current position. I mean, it's just a lot. That's why I see two things happening. I see you either leaving or they're going to try to fire you, where they're going to try to find something to fire you. And you're getting weaker every time you come in here. So I think, you know, your best move, I mean, you're already thinking about this other job. I feel like you know you're probably going to eventually go. You just worried about the money, but the money will come. You just kind of have to build it up. You know, it's a career-type move because with the skills that you have, the strength that you're coming in, like, it's valuable. So they know that, and it's just a matter of just finding higher positions, like kind of paying your dues, if that makes sense. So let's see how long. Let's see, 3 months. You've got a job. Yep, that's what I thought. 3 months staying at this new gig. You're going to be coming in with a lot more respect and honor. I mean, you're going to build up your abundance. It's going to be so easy where you're going to be, like, kind of bored there, but you will know that you can do your job well, and you got the skills, and you're kind of like the only person, I feel like, with this other job, you'll be like the spotlight, if that makes any sense. You'll actually have the notoriety that you want.
Okay, great.
So, something to think about. Do you think that you might accept?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait to meet. And it's unfortunate, too, because it's like the job you're at, you do have money associated with it, but it's just so much drama. It's just like it's too much on your spirit.
Yeah.
But I hope that you get through it and you really consider, like, when it comes to abundance, I mean, what good is that money when it's just that job just takes everything and you have nothing left to give that job, right?
Right.
Yeah, you have to make a decision. I always go with spiritual abundance first because I feel like as long as that we're healthy and that we have the feeling to go on and keep fighting, we'll always be able to earn money, right? Oftentimes you see people who can't work, they're sick, there's something's happening, you know what I mean, what's happening, they feel drained, there's no energy. So to me, health is the equivalent, is not like more money, you know what I mean, like how strong and healthy and vital a person's in and their energy, they're going to produce a lot more money, you know what I mean. So this job is kind of sucking away your light, if that makes any sense to you. It's taken away, actually, your abundance, like your ability to produce much more than what you can.
How long do you see till I get contacted from them?
Okay, how long? Okay, well, definitely I wouldn't wait for them to contact you. I feel like you have to press the issue, and you kind of have to go out the shadows, step forward, and, like, once you do that, it's in the bag for you. You'll get the job. So I wouldn't wait for them.
Okay.
I got the ace of coins, and I got, like, if you wait, you'll be in limbo. You want to kind of take the initiative. That's why I got the six of swords, for you to kind of see the world with that and just kind of get into your contact there.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, Amy, I'm telling you, you got to save your true abundance, and that's your wealth. That's your true wealth is your health. That's what I like to say. Your true wealth is your health, is your joy, is your sunlight. When those people, I don't know about them. Woo! Girl, you're going to be all right, though.
Okay.
Well, I hope this
thank
was...
Thank you.
Yeah, save your true abundance. That's your real abundance right there. Don't let these people suck it away from you. But I hope that was, you know, helpful to you.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy thing, man. People will test you. And you want to go, it's like we're like flowers. You want to go where the flower can blossom, and people are not trying to, you know, wither the flower, and then you feel all crummy, and then you can't even function in the workplace. It's just not beneficial to anyone, really. We just have to have a sense to know when, okay, all right, we're done here, let's go somewhere else now. Okay, the last card I'll leave you with, Amy, is the card of Venus. Definitely, you want to do things in harmony for your life. I feel like you're taking too much bullshit from your job. Excuse my French. Joy doesn't really curse so much, but I feel like this is something I have to kind of say. You take too much bull, and I feel like you're a wonderful person. Like, I have never met you, but the Venus card is telling me, like, you're a nice person. You have kind of, like, a sensual, very feminine quality about you. And those people don't deserve you. And you have to just look at it like that. Like, they're abusing the muse, you know what I mean? You're like a muse. Don't let them do that, you know what I mean? They don't deserve you. And that job is going to love you because you're coming in with all those skills. You'll be coming in like the hero. It's going to take you, like, maybe a few months. You'll master that new job, and you'll get that respect that you so deserve.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you got to get out, man, because I feel like the longer you keep staying at this current job, you got to make a move. The longer you keep staying there, it's like they're sucking away. I feel like, you know, you're not even getting sleep on this. You know, it's so much wrapped into that job, it's not even allowing you to rest. So look to this as a solution. Like, I'm going to get something better. And I know the outcome is going to be good for me, and I'm not going to even worry about things. You know, this place doesn't deserve me.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, Amy. I'm going to definitely start closing down the show because we're out of time. But I hope this was insightful for you and everyone who's listening. You know, don't let your true abundance, you know, flip out. Like, yeah, we all need money, but at the same time, at what cost? You know, we are good people, and sometimes people want to take advantage of the light. You know, they want to, you know, try to take as much as they can. I have a good friend that says they're energetic vampires. I kind of like this because I feel like most people can do that without even knowing. It's like they want to suck away the sunlight from others, and they don't know that what they're doing, you know, sometimes they don't know what they're doing. But then I think sometimes people do know and they don't care. So it's just like you got to educate people and kind of discipline them in a way. Like, these people don't deserve you, and you're going to let your sunlight shine somewhere else and keep your true abundance somewhere else. That's how I would look at it. That's the clarity of the situation. And for everyone who's listening on Blog Talk for abundance, you know, keep your abundance strong. know what your abundance is. It's your health. It's how you feel about something. It's your skills. It's everything that you are. But don't let people take advantage and use that, because they will slowly start to take it away from you. And then you have to try to build it back up. And it can get difficult. It can get like a challenge. But we can all build up our energy. But let's not get too drained, right? Let's be in joy. Let's be in abundance. Let's not let anyone do that to us. So just everyone loved it. I hope you loved it too, Amy. This too shall pass. You're going to get a new job. You're going to be good. 3 months, you're going to be swaggering it off. Like, it's going to be all good. You're going to work your way up to money. So don't even worry about money, I would say. It is a good news for you. Okay? So
okay.
I hope that was good for you. Anything else you want to say, you know, before I close it down?
No, thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Sure up, sweetie. I got the Venus card. You shouldn't be sounding down. I feel like when you're at your height, you know, you should be having fun. And I feel like, it, you know, you'll come back. You'll get right back into your place. So, yeah, you're a good girl. Don't let them suck your light, man. Whew. I know how that is. Well, I couldn't get to everyone today. I hope you guys enjoyed the blog talk. I'm going to have to do another one. I have another one scheduled for this Sunday, but since there's a demand, I'll probably do something maybe this Friday or Saturday. We'll see how it goes. So stay tuned for more episodes, because I want to get to everyone. But I definitely got the mobile site, too, if you guys want to just check it out and get some spiritual enlightenment. That link is there in my profile. If you have, like, a project that you want to do, or an entrepreneur feature, I'm going to put up the tech person's email in the post-edit show. So you guys type in joy for the subject line and get discounts off of websites and mobile apps. You know what I mean? Keep your abundance flowing, right? Joy is trying to bring you guys to something new, something that's exciting, and, you know, and you save money. So definitely stay tuned for more spiritual talk. Sundays I do meditations, and I'll probably have a spontaneous show during the course of the week so I can get to everyone. So love and light, abundance Thursdays. Let's spread our light, people. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you for everyone calling in and supporting the show. I'm going to play some more of that Dido. The chick's name is Dido. She's from the UK. I love his voice. Singer. But take care, love and light. Joyce Barion open psychic readings on this glorious Thursday of Jupiter Abundance. See you next time.